Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In Niagara County, today we have 9 new positive cases. That gives us a total of 65 to date. There are 54 positive individuals in isolation, 39 are isolating at home, 15 are in hospital isolation, 11 people have recovered. We currently have 84 people in quarantine and 92 that have completed their quarantine. So again, these are good numbers that we're hearing as well on top of our new positive cases. The Niagara County heat map has been updated. You're seeing that on your screen. That map breaks down our positive cases by municipality. The link can be found at niagaracounty.com. At the top of the page in the COVID-19 banner, there's a link for that map so that you can check those numbers. Not surprisingly, our cases continue to grow in our most densely populated areas, of course, but the uptick will continue across the country. As we have repeatedly said, act as if it's everywhere. We know that it is. We'll reiterate, of course, that we believe that these numbers would be much higher if we were doing the testing that we would like to be doing in the area. That lack of testing, of course, is keeping our numbers low. Along those lines, some of you might have heard from a friend or a relative or a neighbor who had symptoms and their doctors told them to stay at home and to self-isolate and treat their symptoms. Just like the flu or the common cold, they'll ride it out, they'll get it better. That's the best case scenario. Those folks will not be included in our positive count numbers because they were not tested. We don't know if it's the seasonal flu or if it's something else. So the numbers will never capture the entire picture of what's happening. Lack of testing supplies and PPE overall continues to be a frustration in our county as well as many others. Joined by Jonathan Schultz again, Director of Emergency Services for Niagara County. And John, first of all, could you talk about your role as the head of emergency services when we're in a state of emergency like COVID-19?
Certainly. You know, as a director, you know, our Department of Emergency Services, we're faced with basically being conductors for the county, working with all our first responders, our healthcare facilities, and other facilities across the region to get them the supplies they need to make sure they're prepared to basically help all our citizens across Niagara County. So basically, we provide the best effort we can for them.
Okay, so procuring those supplies is your job then?
Yeah, you know, it's a tireless effort. You know, my staff is working practically around the clock, trying to work with the state and other facilities to get those PPEs that we need and other things out there to get us to protect everyone.
We hear so much about PPE now. Can you tell everyone, maybe people don't know, what does PPE stand for and what does that include?
Certainly. You know, it's personal protective equipment, and there's various types of equipment out there. One of the biggest things you hear about are the N95 masks. Those are the medical grade masks that people need to be fit tested for so they get the proper fit. So when they're wearing them, they don't actually get any type of infection or the virus gets through and they get infected with it. Then we have the medical isolation masks, which you'll see many people wearing them inappropriately. Unfortunately, out in the public, you'll see people wearing them. They really shouldn't be. Those are the ones that we're getting out there to have available for those people that are sick when we're treating them. And also many of the healthcare facilities, they're using those as well when they're treating just your normal patients. So we're not transferring any type of a virus or anything else across the way.
Okay. So if PPE comes from you then, where does it go from there? If once you get it, what happens to it? What's the distribution plan, if you will?
So the distribution plan is, you know, we're fortunate we do get some supplies from New York State. Unfortunately, it doesn't even come close to what our needs are for our community is. You know, we get a certain amount of masks in, we get some gloves, we get some gowns, and it really doesn't even meet the percentage of what we need for the community, for our first responders, for our healthcare facilities. We're getting about 5% of what the actual requests are for everyone across the board.
Wow. Okay. And I heard that you had a shipment that came in last night. Where does that stand?
We did. We got a shipment at about 7:30 last night. We did get it out, get it organized last night, and probably about 3 o'clock today, all those PPE, personal protective equipment, will be out to all of our facilities across the county, the healthcare facilities that have really been requesting it.
So that supply came in, it's immediately dispersed and gone.
Yeah, literally we make phone calls to the facilities and they have people out to pick the stuff up within half hour, 45 minutes, because they're in dire needs of getting that equipment.
Okay. So if it goes out that fast, and it's simply out until your next shipment, can the county directly buy from other sources?
We, you know, think yourself and the rest of the legislature. You know, we have been reaching out now and procuring as much supplies as we can. We do have large orders for N95 masks, which probably won't be in front of 2 to 3 weeks. We have placed orders for isolation masks as well, and gloves and gowns and things, and face shields, to try to get a surplus going to help meet the needs of the community, because currently, unfortunately, it's just not being met.
Okay. And of course, you're really firsthand every day, you know, on the ground with all of our first responders and working very closely with them. What are you hearing and seeing from them?
It's a lot of stress out there in the first response community. I can tell you, our volunteer community is doing amazing things. Our career departments are doing amazing things. The commercial ambulances, everyone out in the front lines, I can't say enough for them. You know, I know we keep our physical distancing at this point, but when you see them out there, thank them. You know, when this is all over, thank them for what they're doing. You know, they're doing the best they can with what PPE they have available. They're doing many limiting resources and responses going. They're limiting the amount of people going up to a residence, just to limit that risk so we don't have that exposure for the potential for the virus.
I think it's very important to thank them.
Absolutely.
Thank them on our behalf as you see them.
Absolutely.
Certainly we know the stress that they're under right now and really dealing with extraordinary circumstances and trying to figure things out as we go, like everyone is right now. So yes, thank you to you and your team as well, of course, for everything that you're doing for our county right now.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up, certainly COVID-19 has kind of taken everyone's collective, you know, attention lately, mm-hmm. but there are other concerns. There are other things still happening, like our Lake Ontario water levels. Where does that stand and what's happening at this point?
Unfortunately, you know, the Lake Ontario issue hasn't gone away. As much as we wish it would have this year with the COVID-19 happening and things, you know, just this morning I was out meeting with some of our municipal leaders for planning for what we're going to do when this flooding starts again. You know, just today we're about 0.6 inches higher than we were last year at the same time. So we're already in the motions of setting up, bringing sandbags in, water bladders, and pumps. So we're ready to go in the next 2 to 3 months when the water levels come back up to where they were possibly like last year, to protect our community and make sure we can try to get those businesses open when we get past this virus, so we can try to do the best we can for our communities.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us and answering these questions.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Just a couple of quick items to update you on again. I want to again share a note from County Clerk Joe Dostromsky. We mentioned yesterday that there had been an update in the issue of vehicle inspections by the governor. Again, we want to let you know that if your inspection is up at the end of March, if it just expired, that inspection date has been extended. You do not need to go get that updated until further notice. But again, if it expired before that, January, February, you'll want to make sure that you take care of that inspection. But as of now, a March inspection date or later is extended. Today is also Census Day. It's another one of those big things that people are probably forgetting about because there are much bigger things going on, and you know, the talk is all about COVID-19, but don't forget that it's Census Day, folks, and it's very important for you to fill out that information and get it turned in. Many of the things we see in the community are congressional representation, our federal aid, grants, those things are all based on population levels. So it's very important that we get a true and accurate count through the census, which is still ongoing at this time. I can say proudly that Niagara County is leading the state with a 41% response rate so far, which is 10% better than the state average. So thank you all. I know while you're home, you might have some extra time to do paperwork and things like that while you're not working. So please, again, make sure that you're filling out that census paperwork and getting it turned in when you're able to. Yesterday, we had Laura Kellerman from the Mental Health Department join us to talk a little bit about stress and how to handle the issues that come up during a crisis like this. So again, I just want to remind everyone that our Mental Health Crisis Services line is available for you 24/7. That's free and confidential. You can call anytime. They will help you if you're experiencing anxiety or stress over the current situation and the unknown pieces of where our community is going, what's going to happen in the future. You know, or if you have a friend or a loved one that's experiencing those things and you need a little bit of advice, please call them. Again, the number is 285-3515. That's Crisis Services for Niagara County Mental Health Department at 285-3515. Thank you all for joining us today. I would again remind you, please, please follow those guidelines. Keep yourself home and distanced from others as much as possible. We know this is everywhere. Our numbers will continue to rise. We know that really just that physical distancing of yourself from others is really the most important thing that you can do for yourself and for other people right now. Get outside, take a walk, but do those things safely and at a distance from other individuals. Stay home, stay safe, and stay healthy. Take care, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.